My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price. He is also a longtime physician, and he's been a guest of ours many times, helping us walk through the various aspects of the debate over the president's health care bill and then eventually health care law. The congressman has also been the sponsor now for three different congresses of the Empowering Patients First Act, also known as H.R. 2300. It's got many different components, but the most prominent of which are the ability to shop for health insurance across state lines, providing tax credits for the American people so health insurance is more affordable, as well as portability if you change jobs or lose jobs. But the big news about the congressman's plan is the cost estimate, which just came in, and he revealed what it is in a video last week.
And you're probably wondering, how much is all that going to cost? After all, Obamacare has an overwhelming price tag of nearly $2 trillion in its first 10 years alone. And that's more debt that's being passed on to our children and our grandchildren. But our plan is different. Today, I'm so pleased to announce that according to an analysis by former Congressional Budget Office Director Doug Holtz-Eakin, the Empowering Patients First Act will save American taxpayers $2.34 trillion in its first decade alone.
$2.34 trillion. Congressman, how do you get the cost down that much?
Well, we're so pleased to be able to report that. And the cost comes down in three or four specific ways. One is the repeal of Obamacare and all of its taxes and costs that it has. Two is the significant increase in choices for patients. Once you give greater choices for patients, then you actually decrease the cost of health care because people select what is right for them, not what the government forces them to buy. Third is some significant lawsuit abuse reform that we think will save much more than the estimates, but it's estimated to save billions of dollars. And then fourth and finally is a limitation on the deductibility of health coverage for those at the upper end of the economic spectrum. So it's a win for all folks. It solves the insurance challenges, saves hundreds of billions of dollars, and it comes in as that price tag of saving $2.34 trillion over 10 years. Does all of that without putting Washington in charge or raising your taxes.
What about in the out years, future decades beyond the first 10-year window?
Same thing. It only gets better after that because you have a much more efficient and streamlined healthcare system that's responsive to patients. Now, what Doug Holtz-Eakin, the former Congressional Budget Office director, did in his capacity here is just estimated for the first 10 years. We hope to be able to get enough traction and enough members of Congress to assist us in requesting Congressional Budget Office to do the scoring so that we can once again have a very, very positive number that the American people can recognize and embrace in a system that respects patients and doesn't put government in charge.
Congressman, it was just a few weeks ago we also heard from the Republican Study Committee, which you used to chair. They came up with a plan of their own. How similar or dissimilar are the two plans here?
A lot of similarities, but the Empowering Patients First Act, I believe, to be much broader in its ability to fundamentally change and put in power patients in our healthcare system. We address not just deductions for individuals, but credits and advanceable credits and refundable advanceable credits so that every single American has the financial ability to be able to purchase health coverage that, again, they want, not that the government forces them to buy. And our lawsuit abuse reform, we believe, to be much more robust. There are some similarities, like the purchase across state lines, the kinds of things that have been pushed by Republicans in many, many different pieces of legislation. But regardless of what plan is selected, we believe that there are positive solutions, again, that have patients at the focus and not government at the focus.
Congressman, you mentioned also in the video that this is the third different Congress that you've introduced this bill. Obviously, the first time the Democrats were in control and they had their own vision, obviously, of what a health care bill should look like. But Republicans controlled it the last Congress and this Congress. Has this come to a vote yet? And if not, why not under Republican leadership?
No, it's a great question, Greg, and it hasn't come to a vote, and it's one that we've been pushing for. And again, it doesn't necessarily have to be my plan, but we've been pushing for a vote on a plan from our side of the aisle for a long, long time. I think you've got to have positive solutions out there, and you've got to stand up with principle for what you believe in. The good news on that score is that the Republican leadership in the House has I think, recognized the importance of that and have asked us and others to work with them to come up with a Republican plan that I hope we'll be able to get moving forward in the House of Representatives in the first quarter of next year. I think it'll probably have components of our bill and other bills, but it's important to have something that the American people could look to and say, there are positive solutions, again, that put patients in charge, not Washington, D.C.
Congressman, it was just last week, and he said it many times, President Obama basically saying, if Republicans don't like what they see in the president's health care law, where's your bill? Obviously, you have one. Obviously, there's a number of ideas out there. Do you think it's the fact that he just isn't aware that those bills are there, or is this sheer demagoguery on his part?
No, I think the latter. It's so sad, and I get so frustrated with it, because he continues to put forward this tripe about Republicans not having a plan. And it's absolutely deceitful for the chief executive officer of this country to tell the American people something that patently is not true. And he's done it over and over and over, and in this instance, it just increases the cynicism of the American people. During one of our committee hearings last week, I held up one of the summary pages of our H.R. 2300, Empowering Patients First Act, and said to the president, I know you say that there isn't a Republican plan. Here's one. Give me a call. And then I gave my phone number. Asked him to give me a call. No surprise, he hasn't called yet.
We're talking with Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price. In addition to all the work he's doing on the health care front, he's also one of the budget negotiators. And we know, based on the deal that was struck to end the government shutdown, that there's another deadline coming up in January, and at some point next year, another debt ceiling deadline. We've been seeing reports that Chairman Paul Ryan and his Democratic counterpart in the Senate, Patty Murray, have seemed to be close to a deal. How optimistic are you that one is going to get done here soon, and is it going to be one that you're happy with?
Well, I am optimistic about the possibility of having an agreement before the end of the week. If it doesn't happen, I promise you it's because of either House Democrats or Harry Reid or the president don't want an agreement. We've talked endlessly with the Senate Democrat colleagues that we have who are in the majority of the Senate to try to fashion an agreement that would allow us to make certain that there's greater certainty out there for budgeting needs, and that we continue to have the savings that were gained during the Budget Control Act, the sequester agreement. This is important stuff, and it's important for the American people to know that their government can work. As I say, if it doesn't happen, it'll be because Harry Reid and the president don't want it to happen. If they believe that that their political fortunes are better if it doesn't happen. I think the American people are wise to him, though, and that's what Senator Murray recognizes and has been working positively with Chairman Ryan.
Well, you're a very busy man, and we thank you very much, sir, for spending time with us again. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Take care. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, sir. Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.